This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, also, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they happen to be, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks up there in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, and everybody over there at Aramco in Saudi Arabia, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
That was for Flip. Who's listening?
Good morning, Flip.
Yep. All right, let's get going with the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, I'm going to kind of turn things around a little bit here, but it looks like as if our country right now, battle lines have been drawn because we can't seem to get rid of the progressive left liberal socialists until we vote them out of the leadership position they have in the House of Representatives, where it looks like as if they are going to turn around and do the impeachment thing all over again a second time against President Trump.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said that they were going to do that if they didn't succeed the first time. And so this is the only thing they have to go on. They cannot really, in all honesty, go against the president as far as records are concerned. First of all, what has the Congress done? What have they done on their side for the American people? Let's see, nothing. So the only thing they can do is continue to try to impeach and try to basically impale this presidency in order to try to regain the White House. That's all they have to go on. And I think the more they continue on this, it's like a dog. They have rabies or something. It just can't stop. But it's going to backfire on them.
Well, the opposition by the Democrats to the election of Donald Trump, known as the resistance, the impeachment of Donald Trump on impeachment grounds, was not found anywhere in our Constitution and can only be interpreted as a full-on rejection by the left of a duly elected president. Now, Democrats are now setting the stage for violence after the election loss they know is coming. Schumer is stating his objection to Trump's certain acquittal by saying that Trump will now cheat once again. And this is just, you can see what's going on. The Democrats are setting up their minions to get out on the streets, and we could have some Baltimores and some Detroits and whatnot, like we saw in the past years ago, going on here after the president wins by a substantial majority in November?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to the threat of violence, we have become such a chicken society where we're afraid to go hard after these thugs. After the Ferguson situation, and the Cleveland Police Department went hard after a couple of thugs, so went crazy in downtown Cleveland. And the Obama Justice Department came down hard on that police department and other police departments around the country. And so they've kind of been watered down as far as their ability to go after these thugs.
Well, they took their military surplus gear away from them and said, you can't have that anymore because this is not fair. But then the first thing President Trump did is said, no, you need to have that because it is fair.
Yeah, but the local mayors like the blah blah in New York and elsewhere, they are telling in certain cases their police departments to stand down. You remember those videos where people were being hit with milkshakes full of with hard products in the milkshakes, where they harmed that young guy, forget his name or whatever. These people are allowed to get away with a lot of crap by these leftist mayors. And so that's why you recently saw that video where Bernie Sanders folks were there talking about that they were going to go out and do some dirt, basically saying that.
Well,
and if they don't get their way.
Coming up tonight, the State of the Union message, I believe the president is going to take a little bit more of a gentler tone, if you will, and tone things down a little bit. He could surprise us, but it sounds like as if he's going to try to bring America together a little bit, because there's got to be a statesman of peace and common sense somewhere in here, and somewhere along the line, the moderate left folks need to talk to the other folks and say, look, it's just getting you nowhere. Take a look at where you're at. Take a look at what you're getting. Nothing. Take a look at what you'll get until you settle down. Nothing. So how about coming to the table?
Well, that's a wonderful thought, Captain, and I agree with you, but unfortunately, I think the philosophical base of those on the far left in the Democrat Party, whether it's the four horsewomen of the apocalyptic left and many others in the Democrat Party, they're so sold out on their leftist mantra, if you will, that they don't have any common sense. They're filled with hatred and a destructive philosophical base.
Hold that thought. Here we go. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook. You'll be right back. We'll have an Edwards Notebook for you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you choose to opine, Kathy is going to tell you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. The participants in the leftist political and moral persuasion continue to wax bolder. They are trashy and full of hate. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. We all know the political left is comprised of mentally unhinged and morally depraved minions from every strata of society. You still have Mrs. Clinton running around murmuring to anyone who will listen the latest excuse for losing the presidential race. Way out, Maxine Waters. Representative Omar and Tlaib expressed disdain for our republic and support those who would blow us up to smithereens. Even the leftist dragon media has become activists, possibly even orchestrating crazy attacks against White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. One person sent her a teddy bear covered in what looked like to be blood. The Secret Service has that bear, but sent Grisham a picture of it. Another leftist sent Press Secretary Grisham a note saying, quote, "You were remembered in prayer," which is a leftist way of implying she was going to be killed. Basta to such leftist madness. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Maus Nissan. Now, Maus Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. The website, mausnissan.com. And while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned vehicles available for sale at any time, when you shop at any one of the three Maus Nissan dealerships, you have hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Now, you also get great peace of mind, because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, and special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. And I've already had to use the Moss Care because of having a tire go flat, number one, and of having the windshield wiper suddenly quit, number two, and they took care of both of those things for me. So you'll save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan on all pre-owned cars and trucks, marked wholesale to the public. Remember, Moss Nissan, MAUSNissan.com, helps you get the credit you deserve because, in fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. If you got a job and you can prove your income, you're probably going to get a vehicle. Now, three Moss locations to serve you: U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. Don't forget the Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19. And now, two locations on North Florida Avenue at 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, because Moss Nissan is there. Moss Acura is right next door. So, check them out. Online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to get you a tremendous discount, $500 on the purchase of your next vehicle. All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Now, the State of the Union message comes tonight. What do you expect to hear?
I expect to hear a positive, upbeat message, because we do have a positive, upbeat economy. We have better relationships with some of our competitor nations via good trade agreements. And we have an improving military situation in our republic. And so there are some good things to talk about. I do hope that the president does point out some of the problems that he's had to deal with concerning the Democrats' non-stop attack against his administration. But for the most part, I believe and hope that it's going to be very optimistic and hopefully a uniting speech for most Americans to coalesce around.
Now, yesterday we heard the closing arguments on the impeachment trial from both sides. And today, I guess what they'll be doing is the senators will take turns going back and forth, getting up, rendering their opinion about what they think is going on or has gone on with the trial, making any suggestions they want to make. And then tomorrow, after the State of the Union message, they will vote to either acquit or impeach. And acquit means acquit, and impeach means exactly that.
Well, I think it's going to end up being an acquittal, and rightfully so. It's a shame that they had to wait, or decided rather, they didn't have to, but they decided to wait until after the State of the Union address just to have that hanging over the president instead of cleaning this mess up beforehand. But good, he's going to be acquitted anyway, and I mean, this stupidity will be brought to an end. And hopefully they can get about the business of governing, but I don't look forward. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're probably going to try to go for a second act when it comes to the impeachment movement, while the president continues to, by himself for the most part, to govern on behalf of we the people.
You know what senators won't be there, or at least one of the most prominent senators that won't be there?
That won't be where?
At the State of the Union message.
Senator.
Let me help you out. Bernie Sanders.
Okay, well, what the heck? I mean, he's not going to be missed. I mean, if he's there, he's not there. He hates the president. He hates everything that the president represents as far as the good things that he's doing for the country. So, okay, so what?
Now, they had almost 2% of the vote counted in Iowa before they had whatever went wrong with their app system there with the Democrats, and they're going to be counting literally paper ballots. In some cases, the cell phones were used to take pictures of the ballots that were cast in the precincts, and that's how they're going to do the review, if you will, by hand and by paper, which is going to take them a while. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, with 1.7-some-odd% of the vote, the AP put up who was leading. Bernie Sanders was up by two, over Elizabeth Warren, who was directly behind him. And then directly behind her was Pete Buttigieg. And then behind him, not at 15%, was Amy Klobuchar. And not at 50% behind her was Joe Biden. And then trailing way in the background was Mr. Yang and somebody I think also voted for Cory Booker, who's not even in the race anymore.
Out of that whole bunch, I think Yang is probably the best one of that bunch. Captain, though? I wish they would go back to paper ballots and get rid of these electronic machines because...
Well, this wasn't a machine. This was a cell phone app.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying that I wish they would go back to... paper ballots. It may take a little longer, but I think you'd have a more honest situation. There would be fewer chances to just totally rig elections, which I'm afraid could happen because many of those machines, they're all the same across the country, supplied. Many of them are supplied, I understand, by George Soros and others, and could be manipulated. That is a big concern of mine as well.
And besides that, the Chinese might have actually hacked the cell phones. If there were any ZTE cell phones involved in it, you know, they can already control those.
Well, with electronics, who knows? It's just not a good situation with so many dishonest people on the left.
Speaking of the left, and we're going to talk about this for about 30 seconds before I go to our final subject. Coronavirus... still a big problem. And you got about 30 seconds before we switch topics.
Well, of course it is. I think it's bigger than it has to be, or it could have been nipped more in the bud if the Chinese, I think, had been more honest with us from the beginning. And remember, 5 million people escaped or got away and were able to spread around before they finally clamped down and, put quarantines in place. And so these people, some of them went around the world to places the United States and elsewhere in France. And not a good situation. I think the United States of America, we will not be inundated the way China is because we have a very good medical care system.
Okay. But, Rush Limbaugh, got to get that in there. Yesterday we found out he has acute lung cancer.
God bless him. Our prayers are going out for him. And I'm very optimistic. I think he will overcome this. He's a very optimistic guy himself. And Godspeed and recover, Mr. Limbaugh.
Yeah, just keep your eyes on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's still around, right?
Yeah, she is. She's
all right. Yeah. I will talk to you on Thursday. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we will talk to him on Thursday. In the meantime, I'll be right back with Brooke Emery, conservative pundit extraordinaire. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
All of the Democratic candidates take to the mic to give speeches amid a delay in reporting the final results from the Iowa caucuses. The reason for the delay not totally clear, but there are reports of inconsistencies. President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the world-famous Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. Because if you look up online places to go in Florida, you're going to find out in Bradenton, the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. Mixon's Fruit Farm is one of those places that the Tourist Bureau will tell you you need to go visit. Now, inside of that is Mixon's Groveside Cafe, with some of the best food that you can think of. If you like a good sandwich, they got them. Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, Grandma's pot roast, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. How about the Mixon Fruit Farms BLT, too, with the Applewood Bacon Stack Tie? How about the amazing Superman Sub, or the Nightclub Sub, or the Forklift Burger, large and in charge? And then you can top it all off with some orange swirl ice cream. How about that? Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You can give them a call, 941-748-5829. They are located at 2525 27th Street South, in Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. All right, back to our friend Brooke Emery, who is here, conservative pundit extraordinaire. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, while you were sleeping, the folks in Iowa, the folks in Iowa were trying to figure out how they could tally votes on an app that apparently didn't work for them. And now this was supposedly going to be done not by, get this, not by computer, but by cell phone. You put the app in your cell phone, and then you send the results in to the party, and that's what they were going to do. Well, it didn't work. They've got 1.78% of the votes counted, and right now Bernie's up by two over Elizabeth Warren in second. Pete Buttigieg is third, and they're the only ones above 15% because Amy's in fourth, Amy Klobuchar, with 11-something. Behind her is Joe Biden in fifth at 11-something, and behind him is that Andrew Yang, who's got like 0.3 or 3% or something like that. But that's where they're at with all of this, and every one of them last night, and Amy Klobuchar was the first one to come out. They all claimed victory with no numbers to give anybody any victory. Every one of them.
Yeah, I saw that. But here's a really funny quote from Chris Matthews. He says, he declares Trump the winner of the Iowa caucus. Democrats can't even get a three-car funeral organized. So it's very, and it's the number one trending thing, obviously, on Twitter, you know, just because, but also, particularly the Bernie people are, it's a hashtag Tom Perez resign, who's the chair of the DNC. So that's, it's a very interesting what's going on in the Democrat Party now.
Well, the Republicans, Donald Trump got 97% of the, of the vote there, in the caucus that they had. And, let's see, Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, got 1.3, and Joe Walsh, the former radio guy from Chicago, got 1.1. They might as well just pack it up and go home. They are going nowhere.
Yes, they probably won't because they're probably being funded by the Bill Kristols and the Max Boots of the world, and will probably just stick around to be some kind of nuisance, you know, to stay in the game or something. But
well, they're not going to be able to get
very,
any.
It's
of the,
very good enough.
They won't be able to get in any of the debates or anything like that. They won't have the numbers.
Well, that's not what their point is, though. They're going to have to know by the numbers. I mean, I think you're right. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe they'll drop out just because it's a waste of time. But they're in there to be a nuisance. They know they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. They're just in there to be a nuisance for Trump.
Because I was just thinking out loud here, why would anyone give them a dime when they know that they don't have any chance at all of winning?
Well, because they have other motives, you know. If they peel off, everybody's doing numbers. It's an algorithm game. They know if they peel off any kind of votes that, you know, maybe it'll hurt Trump. 10,000 votes here, 1,000 votes here. Look at Jill Stein. I mean, it can be a problem. The election in 2016 was won on a tight margin, not in the Electoral College, but no, numbers-wise, but in the amount per state. It's a margins game. So if it's really that tight at the end, and if Bernie's the nominee, which apparently the Democrat Party is not going to let that happen, margins matter. Every single vote counts.
Now, so, the State of the Union speeches tonight, what do you expect to hear?
I think he's going to go moderated. I believe he probably will not talk about impeachment. I think that's probably the consensus.
Be smart if he doesn't.
That's the best way to go. Mm-hmm. Yes, and having a very, I mean, I hate this word presidential because the hucksters of life have been quote-unquote presidential in their tone and just been subversive, but he's going to have a more moderated tone talking about the successes. I think the guy Chris from Watchdog on Wall Street mentioned that, and I think that's a good posture.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is there's a Harris X poll that came out late yesterday. And the numbers in there, I don't know what the question was, but the results in there were the overwhelming group of people polled wanted to see more civility brought into the races and not the name calling and all that.
Who was polled?
I have no idea. I'm just telling you, there was a poll put out there, Harris X poll.
Well, okay. The implication is that the incivility is only from Trump. That's ridiculous. There was a movie, a screenplay to assassinate George Bush while he was president. So the incivility has been there already. It wasn't brought here by Trump. And the left is completely uncivil. The whole show, The View, every day is nothing but I hate Trump. So spare me, you know. I mean, it would be great if that would be the case, but if that was really the case, then Trump wouldn't even be president because he's a street brawler, and we need a street brawler. So you know, it would be an, it would be great if we could do that, but I think we're past the point, and we are in the fight for the life of the country. So,
well, if you heard me say this to Ron Edwards, I'm going to say the same thing to you. First person out of the gate last night when they couldn't give any numbers was Amy Klobuchar, and she immediately said, "Oh, we won, we're on to New Hampshire." Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then right after her, out came Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren at the same time, I might add, which was pretty dumb.
Wow.
Yeah, and each one of them won. And then Bernie came out after they got done talking, and he won. And then the last one out was Pete Buttigieg, and he said, "I won because we're there, and we did great, and we won this." And he was citing some place where he had come in with a whole bunch. I knew you were talking about that with me, where he'd come in with a whole bunch of votes in some one of the precincts, and he was using that as a basis for how big he'd won.
Yeah, there was a. It says that there is Buttigieg won the precinct south of Cedar Rapids, which swung from Obama to Trump in 2016 by 22 points. So that's probably what he's talking about. I just want to know, did Joe thank Ohio?
No. No.
At least he might have known what state he was in. But, yeah, Bernie won. Everybody knows it. It's just a matter of whether or not they'll let it happen. So it should be interesting. I have to tell you, I really think that I'm a conspiracy theorist by heart. I think Hillary's all over this, and I think she's coming in because her fingerprints are all over some kind of shenanigans.
She doesn't want Bernie. She does not want Bernie.
No, she doesn't want she wants herself. So yeah. It doesn't matter if, you know, Jesus Christ came back, she'd want to be president, but she really doesn't want Bernie for sure. But I think that she's going to probably get in. And I think this will spur her to get in.
Mm-hmm. Well, if not, we're talking Michelle Obama, because and by the way, they also talked about Oprah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And I wouldn't be surprised if Oprah talks with Pete Buttigieg.
Oops, time flies when you're having fun. Tell everybody how we can hear your great columns or see your great columns.
As always, I want to say love to the troops, their families, first responders. You can see the column on AmericaOutloud.com, AmericaOutloud.com under bloggers, Brooke says. And I want to say a big prayer for Rush Limbaugh. We love you, we love you, we love you. God bless.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll be able to come out of that somehow, because after all, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, how many times have we had her buried?
Absolutely, and I was listening to Chris on I can't say it right now. And I felt comforted after what he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the music's coming up in my ear, and we will look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, stay low.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. Then that's Brooke Emery, everybody, and she's our conservative pundit. And she's also on Facebook, and Brooke is spelled B-R-O-O-K-E. Emery is E-M-E-R-Y if you want to follow her on Facebook. So there you go. All righty, coming right back, final segment of the program, and we have to do a beach and boating forecast. Take a look at what's going on there today. And we might take one last little look at the snowstorm up there in the Rocky Mountains has come out into the plains right now. Going to present a problem for a lot of folks as it goes across towards the northeastern part of the U.S., and I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast, always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, part of 206 locations all across the country. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest of the Freedom Boat Club locations right here in Tampa. Now, today, Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny. Winds will start out of the east, then turn to the west at about 5 to 12 miles per hour. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet today, smooth this morning, with a light chop a little bit later this afternoon. The Gulf water temperature will be at 62 degrees, the bay water temperature at 63. The low tide has already come and gone at 4:50 a.m., and the high tide happened at 9:13 p.m., And again, the Beach and Boating Forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story. 3 years ago, they had 100 boats in 10 locations. Right now, they've got 450 and 30 locations, and they're growing.
By the end of the year, they'll have 600 boats, and they'll have about 50 locations from Tampa over to the Lake County area, up to the Marion County area, all the way to Brooksville. Now, they have 206 locations across the country. They also have 3 in Canada and 6 in France. Yes, I said France, Parlez-vous Francais. Then they have 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Australia. Now, Freedom Boat Club offers you here in Tampa Bay a membership package where if you decide to join the Freedom Boat Club right now, you will get $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. Now, if you happen to be active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, then you will get another $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee to be a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Now, all you do is pay the balance that's due after that, and guess what? You get a monthly bill, and that's how you pay it, monthly after that. Now, all you got to do is go to Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. I'll get it right in a minute. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. That's the website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money on being a member. Now, for those of you that like to shoot, and we know that the Second Amendment is something that is definitely under attack all around the country, especially with the likes of Michael Bloomberg. For those of you that like to shoot, coming up February the 8th and 9th at the Mid-Reg Hall, and I was over there yesterday. It's over just west of U.S. 19 on 126th Street, maybe a quarter mile west of the U.S. 19 off 126th Street. If you like to shoot and you're interested in guns or knives or antique weapons, because one of the largest displays of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars will be on display there as well, and also for sale at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show over at the Mid-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo, this coming Saturday, February 8th and February 9th, Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Now, I will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so I look forward to seeing you. When you come in the front door and you walk to wherever you're going to go, I'd like to get down the end of the row and point myself towards the front door where you can see me with my poster and my banner and all that stuff that I got there for the radio show, and I'd like to see the people that are walking up to us instead of being there sideways waiting to see somebody come walking by you. That way there I know who's in the building and who's coming at us, if you know what I mean. So that's just an old habit of mine that's kind of hard to get rid of. But I'll be there, and I'll be traveling solo this week, except I will have probably my aide-de-camp, Mark, might be with me for a little while, so you get a chance to meet him, because the lovely Susie Q has something else to do this week. But next week when we go to Old Smart at the flea market, then she'll be around again. So there you go. So think about that. February 8th and 9th, Largo, Mid-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue, the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. Look forward to seeing you there. So stop on by. Now, don't be fooled by some of these presidential candidates. You know, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Mike Bloomberg, all claim they're proposing a moderate, less disruptive approach to health care, known as the public option, a government policy offered as an alternative to private health insurance. And I heard Bernie last night say, oh, Medicare for all, everybody going to have Medicare for all. Well, no, you're not. And These have all been presented as more of the modest solutions relative to Medicare for All. Don't believe it. A public option could increase the federal deficit, destabilize the market for private health insurance, while threatening overall health care quality and choice. And oh, by the way, you know that doctor you got? You won't be able to keep him or her. By 2049, the public option could be the third most expensive government program in the nation, behind only Medicare and Social Security. Now, also, remember, the public option will also quietly displace employer-based and other private insurance. The result means longer wait times, narrower provider networks, and reduced consumer choice. And policymakers may yet find the middle ground in healthcare, but don't be fooled. A government-run public option is not it, and it's not what we, the people, want. Period. End of story. All right, let me go over here to the telephone line and let me see. All right, 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do the State of the Union. Here we are. We have the greatest economy with the greatest people called the American people. 63 million of us turned out to vote for Donald J. Trump, and another 63 million, which will make it 126 million, will come out this year to vote for Donald J. Trump and support any conservative who's running for a House seat or a Senate seat who wants to make America great again. Not by, but what you've done in here. Don't vote for a Democrat. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. If you love your kids and your family, vote for a Republican, okay? And God bless America, and God bless all the things, and God bless Donald Trump getting those people out to Iowa and that team out there. We want to contest every seat. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless America.
All right, thanks very much, and that's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him very much, and we're running out of time, and I got to tell everybody that Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Dominic's is spelled Dominick's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota, with all their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Try to get that from a big box store. It's not going to happen. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them, and that'll be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, it's been another busy, busy, busy night. The news about Rush Limbaugh. Everybody should be praying for him. The news about Iowa, and we probably won't even know where the votes are going to be until late this afternoon or even late tonight. And I wouldn't be surprised to say at this point, maybe Wednesday, because they're doing it all manually. And that means by hand. And by the way, the Republicans had no problem. They got theirs all taken care of. Thank you very much. Donald Trump, the easy winner in Iowa, 97% of the vote. Bill Weld, 1.3%. Joe Walsh, 1.1%. Two of them need to give it up. It ain't going to happen, boys. Alrighty, and I'll be right back tonight with a lot more. Have yourself a great day. I'll see you for lunch today, Mission Barbecue. Have lunch with the captain, 12 noon, West Waters. I'll be over there today. God bless America. Stay safe, stay low, and I'll see you later.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.